Now at 11:01, according to that WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:04, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this really is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two-ish of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double dog daring you since 1990. No matter how busy I get, we do it to you right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about 70 minutes, we'll call it the midnight 15 hour. What the heck? It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. I gotta say, you know, being caught up, there are occasionally times when I would like to just do an all obit show because I don't have to think about anything else, but I don't have enough obits to do because we're keeping caught up now. It's kind of weird. But we'll make it work as we always do today, because, you know, it's a very common thing for me, Belinda, on Saturdays, which of course is the day of Bubbles in the Think Tank, it is not uncommon for me to not treat myself well and keep myself fed. I get up and I immediately go to the obits. Immediately. I don't waste any time. I just let, you know, because during the week, because of my job, you know, you don't want to think about my jive job. Nor do I. But when I get up, the first thing I'm like, I gotta go do the obits. I gotta get started. And I say to myself, I'm gonna do like, you know, X amount of time on the obits, and then I'm gonna get up and get myself some breakfast. And about triple that amount of time, I finally get up and get myself some breakfast. And no, that cat does not help. She never gets off her lazy ass and gets over to the kitchen and gets me some food. I do that for her, even when I don't do it for me. I wish she would. But I digress, as often I do. So perhaps I was thinking a little much about food today, since I was not giving it to myself as I should have been. So let's consider that as we begin tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Itches, cause a sweet voice says, did you change the baby's britches?
Feed him in the morning, change him. Feed him in the evening blues. I got to feed him in the morning, change him. Feed him in the evening blues. Curate chucks and bird's eye, for the same purpose they're used. At first our baby was fun and frolic, but his bottle went dry and he got the colic. Feed him in the morning, change him. Feed him in the evening blue. From 7 to 7, just to watch me change our little bundle from heaven. Feed him in the morning, change him. Feed him in the evening blue. Feed him. fact that I'm crazy, but I've never been so confused. While a-walkin' and a-rockin' and a-changin' little mister, a sweet voice says he needs a little sister. Feed him in the morning, change him. Feed him in the evening blues. That's the big boy. Feed him in the evening blues.
Speedy West.
Good morning. The makers of synthetic bread and Jack Poet Volkswagen bring you breakfast with the Brunts. That's that 15 minutes of sunshine that puts another lump of sugar in your coffee and another lump of chuckle in your throat. Hey, here they come now. Dick and Jane. Brunt, that is.
Oh, good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Dick. I can see here by the paper that, remember that teacher who was on trial for witchcraft?
It's upside down.
Well, she found her missing contact lens in her son's ear.
Can I have the fascist
picture? Sure, honey. But be careful. But before we get into that, I think we ought to say a few words about Jack Poet Volkswagen.
He makes it all possible, Jane.
Jack Poet, just, you know, he's a poet. He doesn't know it out there. And 5944 North Figueroa in Highland Park, he'll do everything for your car. He'll rent your car, he'll sell you a car, he'll fix your car.
Change your heads?
Anything that you want.
Wonderful.
And where is that? Again, it's the Embassy to turn off.
5944 North Figueroa in Highland Park in
Pasadena,
New York City.
That's right. And get down there as soon as you can.
Oh, Jane!
Eyes at me, don't kiss me tenderly, just sit me down and serve me sirloin steak and chocolate cake. Just feed me until I want no more, 'cause the way to my heart is through my stomach. Don't smile and stroke my hair, don't whisper in my ear, just sit me down and serve me a hot baked ham and candy jam. Just feed me until I want no more, 'cause the way to my heart is through my stomach. You can make love to me every day. It's really fine, it knocks me out, but I'd rather make a jawbone play. Don't cuddle up and coo, don't pitch no dog that's woo. Just sit me down and serve me ham on rye and apple pie. Just feed me until I want no more, 'cause the way to my heart is my stomach. Your hair, but they don't compare with shrimps and rice. Don't cuddle up and coo, I don't pitch no dog that's woo. Just sit me down and serve me turnip greens and navy beans. Just feed me
until I want no more. Cause the way to my heart is through my stomach. Yes, the way to my heart is through my stomach. That's right, the way to my heart is right through the alimentary canal. Don't be giving them sweet words, give me something neat. Chow time! Dinner is served.
Ladies and gentlemen, Don Ameche and Francis Langford in Philip Rapp's creation, The Bickersons.
Every morning it's the same. Rush, rush, rush. Get up at 7, make breakfast for you, then clear the things away, straighten the house, make the beds, do the shopping, do the laundry. Why can't I have a maid, John? John.
Hmm?
Well, why don't you answer me, John?
Hmm.
You take your head out of that paper for a minute, you hear what I'm saying.
Always hear what you're saying, Blanche.
You do not. Might as well be talking to a stone wall. Your mind is always a million miles away.
Hmm.
John.
Hmm?
I've been signed to go 15 rounds with Floyd Patterson at the Madison Square Garden.
Hmm.
Yesterday, the plumber found a Russian spy under the bathroom sink.
Mm-hmm.
I put a nice big gob of poison in your juice this morning.
Mm.
Give me $7 to buy a new hat.
You don't need a new hat.
It's a funny thing. The minute I mention money, you hear me fine.
I always hear you, Blanche. What did you say?
I said, why can't I have a maid?
You had a maid.
Yes, but how long was she with us?
She was never with us. She was against us from the start.
I didn't like her anyway. She never swept behind the door.
She did, too. She swept everything behind the door. House was like a pigsty. Now, don't slow me down, Blanche. I gotta get out of here.
Well, what about your breakfast?
What about it?
It's sitting right in front of you, and you never even looked at it.
I looked at it. I don't want to eat it, Blanche.
What's the matter with it?
I never saw such stringy oatmeal in my life.
That's not oatmeal. It's chow mein.
Chow mein? Who eats chow mein for breakfast?
Well, I don't know what to give you. You won't eat normal breakfast food. You turn up your nose at stewed rabbit. You say you can't stand the sight of enchiladas. And you hate meatballs and spaghetti. What can I give you for breakfast?
What's the matter with an egg, Blanche? An egg, that's all. Why can't I have an egg? There's plenty of ducks walking around.
You're the only man in town who eats duck eggs. I don't know where to buy them.
Don't buy them. I don't like to eat breakfast. I never have an appetite in the morning anyway. Where's my hat?
In the icebox.
Where's my lunch?
In your hat.
Very funny.
John Bickerson, what is that cat doing in the icebox?
I don't know. I could have sworn I put him out last night. Don't look at me like that. Maybe he crawled up the drain pipe. Anyway, he ate all my lunch.
Then you'd better sit down and finish your chow mein.
Blanche, I tell you, I don't want that stuff.
Well, what'll I do with it?
Give it to the cat.
You hate that cat, don't you?
I don't hate anybody. That's the mail. Get it, will you, Blanche?
I have to do everything around here. Eat your chow mein.
Chow mein for breakfast. Come here, cat. Here. Here's a nice dish of food for you. Here. Go ahead, eat it. Don't let any get on the floor. Eat it. Go on, eat it. Don't bury it in your sandbox. Let me have that plate. Any mail, Blanche?
Bills, bills, bills. What's this package from Kentucky, John? Hmm. Why, it's a pint of bourbon.
Give me that. That's my dividend. I belong to the Bottle of the Month Club.
No wonder we never have any money. What are you going to do with it, John?
I'm going to hide it in a safe place. Wish you'd put a light in this bathroom. Yeah! Oh, I'm going to kill that cat. Oh, my bourbon.
Did it rain?
My shirt is all wet. I hope it's blood.
Well, get up off your knees and stop licking the floor.
Now, what do I do for a shirt?
Wear the one I made for you. It's a lovely shirt.
It isn't lovely, and I won't wear it. It hasn't even got a shirt tail.
You don't need a shirt tail. Just wear your pants higher.
can't wear them any higher. Wear my pants so high, now I have to unzip them to blow my nose.
Well, I'll buy you a new shirt today. You can wear it at the wedding.
What wedding?
Now, here's the invitation. My cousin Eunice is getting married.
Eunice?
Uncle Raffy's daughter.
Uncle Raffy? Is that the one with no forehead who walks on his knuckles?
He does not walk on his knuckles. He just has very long arms. He used to be a taffy puller.
I'm not going to any broken-down wedding of your cheap relatives.
Uncle Raffy's not cheap. He's a very wealthy man now, and he's invited all the guests to go on a cruise after the ceremony.
A cruise?
What'll we get them for a present, John?
Forget the present and forget the wedding. I'm not going, boat or no boat. Goodbye, Blanche. I gotta get to the office.
Now, wait a minute. What's your rush this morning? You're not that vital, you know.
I know it, but I don't want them to find out down at the office. My type of job isn't so easy to come by these days.
Well, we should find something more dignified anyway.
What do you mean, dignified? I'm getting paid. That's all I care about.
Well, I don't like to go around telling people I'm married to a billiard ball salesman.
Bowling balls.
All right, bowling balls. I still think you could do better if you looked around.
Goodbye, Blanche.
John?
What's the matter?
That's a fine way to leave. Haven't you forgotten something?
Handkerchiefs, cigarettes, water blanks, samples. No, I got everything.
I mean, is that the way a man says goodbye to his wife? Just goodbye?
Oh, honey, I can't shake hands with you now. I got my fingers stuck in these bowling balls.
Oh, goodbye.
You go. You give me hard eggs every morning, baby. Cheese, I'ma let you go. You butter hard grits your teeth and bury it. I do not love you no more. Ham, bacon, you to leave me. I'm never sausage misery. Ham, bacon, you to leave me. I never sausage misery. You acted so ungratefully. You give me a reason to be free. Oh, you give me hard eggs every morning. Cheese, I'ma let you go, yeah. You give me hard eggs every morning, baby. Cheese, I'ma let you go. You butter hard, grit your teeth and bear it. I do not love you no more. Me to do. I've got muffin else to say. What do you eggs Benedict me to do, baby? I got muffin else to say. You left a waffle toast in my mouth. You biscuit out of town today. Cause you give me hard eggs every morning. Cheese, I'ma let you go. Yes, you give me hard eggs every morning. Cheese. Like a woman's scone. It's true, I got a bad case. It's a very, very bad case.
I got a bad
case. Them breakfast blues.
I got the breakfast on the breakfast blues. Yeah.
How could it even be time that I might even consider coming back on mic to say something? You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we really want to know where our ambassador, Feelgood Scott Cornish, is. Because something's coming up for him. Did you know that you could save 100 animals per year just by adopting a meat-free diet? Really? You can save animal lives as well as your own. To start off, saving real money at the grocery store and eating healthier, PETA will send you a free vegetarian starter kit. Just Google free vegetarian starter kit or go to the PETA website link, PETA.org, and request your free copy of PETA's vegetarian and vegan starter kit. It has everything from recipes and tips on eating out to health info and videos. It's a public service announcement from PETA and your tomato, mushroom, and onion-loving friends here at WMFO, although I do not care for the mushrooms. If you've been listening to Bubbles in the Think Tank for years, you know that. And I appreciate your understanding. So much more silliness to get into. I was extremely hungry today. It's no wonder this show turned out as it did. Hopefully you are enjoying it and will continue to enjoy it until we reach the radio obituaries sometime after the midnight hour. Very excited that there is a brand new album from this group that just came out this week. Just downloaded it shortly before the show tonight. I'll be looking forward to the hard copy showing up in my mailbox sometime soon. But this one totally is for our ambassador, Feel Good Scott Cornish, right here. It's Stereo Total at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I am hungry. Papayas,
Have you ever been hungry in the middle of the night? That happens to me sometimes. And then I go raid the icebox. For example, the other night I did that. We had some leftover Welsh rarebit. I found that and a couple of crackers and a piece of celery and an olive, and I sat down in the middle of the night. I was very, very hungry. Oh, it tasted so good. You have no idea what it means sometimes in the middle of the night when you're hungry like this. And you have a little something to tide you over till breakfast. It's one of my bad habits, actually. I shouldn't be up like this. But I get so hungry. It's silly to say this, but I look at a little olive like this. And it tastes wonderful. This has got a seed in it, but I like them pitted too. And you don't have to worry about the stone. I swear I do this practically every night of the week. Oh, not every night, but pretty near. I keep worrying that I'm gonna get fat. So, that's good celery.
Thank you.
willing to risk it while I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love. While wiping the dishes, what if he breaks a few dishes? While I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love, I serve a plate of steaming oatmeal. Taste it, but yeah, who the heck wants oatmeal sprinkled with salt? To prove that he's grateful, he eats a big plate full and faints right after breakfast with the one he loves, with the one that he loves.
Dracula's house by the sea. The hors d'oeuvres were fine, but I choked on my wine when I learned that the main course was me. Waitress, a vampire named Perkins, was so very fond of small gherkins. While she served the tea, she ate 43, which pickled her internal workings. Scalpels go on the left with the pitchforks. Igor, Igor. What a swimmer is Dracula's daughter, but her pool looks more red than an otter. The blood stains the boat, but it's easy to float, 'cause blood is much thicker than water. Old friend, how are things in Transylvania? For dessert, there was batwing confetti and the veins of a mummy named Betty. I first frowned upon it, but with ketchup on it, it tasted very much like spaghetti.
One morning I was eating breakfast at the table when I heard a knock on my balloon. I opened the door, a purple man walked in, and here's what he said when he entered the room.
Ah.
He said, sir, that's not a healthy choice. You should be eating better, like good little girls and boys. I'm sorry, sir, that's not okay with me. You should be eating space fruit to give you energy.
Ah.
But he said,
I want dessert for breakfast. I want dessert for breakfast.
give this a second thought. Eating healthy food should be what you want. You need your morning fiber. It does a body good. Something clicked inside his head. I think he understood. He said,
I did man.
I'm glad that you will try it. Now here's a bowl of grapes, a tasty, healthy breakfast that comes in many shapes. I notice that you're smiling and you're full of energy. You see what healthy breakfast can do for you or me. He said,
I don't want dessert.
I don't want to fight, right? Brunch is supposed to be an escape from the liver cancers and the batteries of life.
Hear, hear!
Actually, I heard that brunch is an escape from...
Ew!
Because see, I always thought it was more a matter of...
Wait. You guys are both wrong, because I heard in... read in Newsweek where they say that it's Latin, that the word brunch comes from the Latin.
I know a chef in Albuquerque who excels in baking turkey. So when I want turkey, I go to Albuquerque. 'Cause I'm such a hungry man. There is a cook in East St. Louis who makes the most delicious chop suey. So when I want chop suey, I go to East St. Louis. 'Cause I'm such a hungry man. Duncan Hines, he ain't got nothing on me. I've been known to drive alone to Butte, Montana, to get a banana split. They got a fish house in Old Pawtucket that serves you steamed clams in a bucket. So for clams in a bucket, I go to Old Pawtucket, 'cause I'm such a hungry man. I take a train to downtown Philly, where I eat scrapple till I get silly. Eat a lot there of the pepper pot they got there, 'cause I'm such a hungry man. I often fly up to the main coast to get broiled lobster with some plain toast. To keep from being melancholy, I munch a Mexican tamale, 'cause I'm such a hungry man. Shish kebab, that's one of my favorite snacks. Nothing beats a piece of pizza out in Laguna. I get my tuna fish. I met a gal in Tucumcari, and she's the one I plan to marry. Now she was fat and not good looking, but when she started cooking, I'm such a hungry man. Montana,
met a banana split. I met a gal in Tucum Carry, and she's the one I planned to marry. Now she was fat and not good looking, but when she started cooking, that's where love began. 'Cause I'm such a hungry man.
Can I see by a show of hands how many of you have planned for Sunday breakfast? Good. Okay. I'm glad you don't, because now you will. This is the best recipe I've ever made. If you have a piece of paper and a pencil and a flashlight and stenography skills, I'm going to flip those flapjacks in the pan, smother them with syrup, cover them with Spam, put Tabasco on your scrambled eggs, chili on your toast, get ready for the kind of meal you love the most. Popovers, muffins, bagels, and lox. Time to get up, darn it, it's 10 o'clock. Squeeze those oranges, grind them beans. It's time for Sunday breakfast with Christy. Oh, I know you were out late last night and you don't want to wake up. What if I bake your favorite pita pan au chocolat? Okay, okay, close your eyes, my darling sleepyhead. In 3 hours, when you awake, I've served Sunday breakfast in bed. For the perfect Sunday breakfast, you must start the night before. Take a large glass mixing bowl, into it you pour a packet of yeast, a pinch of ginger, 3/4 cups of water, cup of flour, stir, cover with plastic. Let's sit for 6 hours. In the morning, when you wake up, stir the sponge down. Add 1/4 cup of non-fat dry milk, mix that all around. Add 2 teaspoons of salt, have a cup of warm water, 3 tablespoons of softened butter, just like a farmer's daughter. Add 2 tablespoons of sugar, 2 1/2 cups or so of flour till it forms a shaggy mass. Get rid of the feel the power needed for 8 minutes. The dough feels fantastic. Put it in a grease bowl, cover it with plastic, let it rise for an hour. As you go back to bed, listen to the radio, anticipate the bread, punch it down, separate into 4 little balls. Let rest under a towel for 5 minutes. That's all. Uncover flat each ball into an oval. It won't take too much trouble. It makes sounds as you press out all the bubbles. In the center of each oval, put 2 ounces of the best chopped chocolate you can find. Try Fabergé. It's French. Fold each oval into a loaf. Pinch the seam closed. Tuck under the ends. Put in greased baby loaf pans to doze. Under wax paper for 20 minutes, it will rise. Preheat the oven 375 degrees. Fahrenheit is wise. 20 minutes later, pop the breads into the oven. Set the timer for 25 minutes. Perfect for more love, and bread is done. The top is golden. Bottom sounds hollow when you tap it. Put the loaf aside in aluminum foil. Wrap it. Stick it in the freezer. Save it for a rainy day. Eat the others while you're warm. You hear darling say, this is the most delicious bread. I must have the recipe. Guess what now you do? Bon appetit. I'll flip those flapjacks in the pan, smother them with syrup, cover them with Spam, put Tabasco on your scrambled eggs, chili on your toast, get ready for the kind of meal I know you're gonna love the most. Popovers, muffins, bagels and lox, and now your favorite pita pan au chocolat. Squeeze those oranges, grind them beans, it's time for Sunday breakfast. Wake up, darling, Sunday breakfast. Time for Sunday breakfast. Thank you. You forget that I can see you, and I did not see one person writing down the recipe. As always, singing.
I've always been in retail. That's my life. I used to work for Montgomery Ward, and I worked for the W.T. Grants. You ever heard of those? Real old. Grants is gone. If Montgomery Ward is still around, they're under another name. They still have a catalog because they sent me one. I worked there for about 20 years and I retired. Now I just work around in my apartment. I always make sure my bed's made. I shower, I dust a little, and I pick up anything not put away from the night before. If I turn the TV on before I get everything done, I might get sidetracked and I won't get all my work done. It's just a habit, I guess. Before bed, I like to watch some TV and have a little snack. I have to stop the snacks, but I don't know. You're watching TV by yourself, what else are you gonna do?
My next hit song, was it Willie?
No.
Wasn't Willie. Was it Waylon?
Nope.
Wasn't Waylon either, huh? Oh, it was me, wasn't it?
Jerry.
No, it wasn't me either, huh? Well, let's see. Well, Alvin, I'm telling you, I've run out of guesses.
I wrote it all by myself.
Alvin, I didn't know you wrote country music, son.
One of my many talents.
Well, all right. Count the thing off and let's hit it.
Uno, dos, tres. Hit it, boys!
I went out to work this morning. She was sleeping when I left her. I took the lunch she'd packed the night before. Could have made me think by noon I would be crying as I kissed her cheek and softly closed the door.
More feeling, Jerry.
Oh, okay. And when they rang the lunch bell and the boys all sat around talking, well, we were swapping jokes, trading candy bars for milk. Candy bars for milk.
That's right, Jerry. Milk.
Well, right there inside my lunchbox, right next to my sandwich, was a note that said, she's found somebody else. Mr. Producer, are we really recording this?
He's got a lunchbox full of broken hearts, a furnace full of tears.
Full for years. Lunchbox full
got a lunchbox full of broken hearts. It's a meal fit for a king. And if I can swallow this one, I can swallow anything. Now, Alvin, listen. Come here.
Now, Alvin, listen. You know, this song is too good for me to sing, because I'm not really that great a singer, you know. But now, I know this dude. He's a movie star.